guys, how's it going? Welcome back to the Hideout. My name is Jimmy, and this is a solo podcast. Today I will be giving my review on Elden Ring. Yes, I know this is a late review due to the fact that it's been out for February, and it's May now, so a couple months here. So, for starters, I did play this on PC, so where I played and how I played it on PC will affect my review. Starting off, playing Elden Ring on the PC, this is what is recommended. Windows 10 or 11, you need a Ryzen 5 3600X or G, an iCore i7-8700K, 16 gigs of RAM. You either need a 1070 or a Radeon RX Vega 56, 8 gigabytes. And if you're looking, if you're in the minimal requirements like I am, then you're looking at a GTX 1060 and then an AMD RX 580, which I have a 1660 Super. So it worked out for me and 12 gigs of memory. Now, going through and playing this on PC was it was great. Of course, when you play something on PC, regardless, you're going to want to turn your graphics down. That's just how it is. So that's what I did. I turned my graphics down. And the game still is not optimized to this day. There's still stutter issues. You disconnect trying to do things. If you're trying to invade, you're going to disconnect it from the host. If you're trying to play with somebody, you're going to get disconnect with the host. The game isn't optimized, and that's been one of the biggest issues affecting my review and why I've been trying to not do this, but nevertheless, let's do it. So Elden Ring is From Software's new baby, with George R.R. Martin. The gameplay is fantastic. It's like Bloodborne, Sekiro, Souls game, and any Dark Souls game. Into one, you get a horse. The freaking map is massive. There is a the Underdark place where Nocturne Stella and all that is. It's massive. You can sneak up on enemies like in Sekiro and backstab them and kill them. You can get your whole entire Dark Souls where you can parry, you can roll, and such like that. It is fun. The variety of weapons in this one is better. You got great swords, you got colossal weapons, you got your katanas, and you got your twin blades, you got your daggers, your straight swords. Sorcery is overpowered. And if you ever played any other From Software game, sorcery isn't the way to go in those, basically. I mean, you can go, but you're going to get outplayed by any other person, any other, you know, build. Sorcery in this one is the way to go. So if you're looking to pick it up and play it around Christmas time or something like that, or if your parents like, I don't know if my son should do this. The game is rated M, by the way. So there's that. Spoiler alerts also. Sorry for the late thing. But Elden Ring is a fantastic game all in all. I recommend that if you get into it, play around with different builds that do give you things to respect yourself called Larva Tears. So you have to go out and do certain things to get those. But if you can figure out the build you want and get a couple of buddies to play with, and you just go through the game and have fun. That's always about, and that's what From Software really wanted with this one. But if you can't find anybody who wants to play with, they also do have this thing called Spirit Summons. You can go to like these Colosseum type looking graves and beat the people there to get them as Spirit Summons to help you throughout the game. Black Knight Tish is really good. The Mimic tier was good until they nerfed it. But yeah, you can get all these spirit summons and stuff to help you out throughout the game, so you're just not doing it by yourself and alone. Taking on some of these hard, ridiculous bosses that From Software had to apparently incorporate in this one. Some of these bosses have the biggest health bar in any game ever. And not only that, From Software did a lot of reskins on the bosses. Like I said, spoiler, reskin some of the bosses from here and there, and it was kind of disappointing, but the unique bosses they had makes it stand out. one of the hardest bosses in the whole entire game is a boss called Malena. She is a optional boss that you don't have to do, but she does hold a shard of the Elden Ring. And she's the hardest boss ever, but to me, that's my favorite boss, and I fell in love with her boss fight, her arena, her story, everything like that. So, if you're looking to pick this game up, I would have to say, I would wait to catch it on sale, because why pay full price for a game like I did? And around, you know, September to December, the game's going to go on sale for the holiday season. So if you want to pick it up then and play it around, the game's going to be popping. Around then, there's going to be a lot of people on there. And, you know, whatever you pick it up for, PC or console, PlayStation 5 or Xbox One, I recommend getting it and playing it and having fun, because that's all it's all about. And if I were to give this a rating, I'd probably have to give it a solid 9 out of 10. Just because it was fun. I had my issues, but I resolved those issues by beating the game and going back and rebeating it again. I've beaten the game twice and it's fun. I don't want to spoil too much of the story, but yeah, I hope everybody enjoyed this little review I have. It's not long, I know, but anyways, I got something else I want to say. We are close to 1,000 plays, and everybody who has ever helped me get this far, thank y'all so much for helping me get this far. And we can hit 1,000 plays by the end of June. Over on my Twitch, twitch.tv/HighOnTheEndJimmy, we'll be doing a celebration stream, me, Xander, and Shane. And we'll be doing a giveaway. And then we'll be doing a specialized podcast. We're going to have some guests on. We're going to do this. We're going to do that. It's going to be a fun time. And if y'all come to the stream, who listens, be a part of it. This is, you know, my way of trying to give back to y'all. If y'all want to enter the giveaway, it's first place will get 50. Second place will get $50 gift card. Second place will get 25. Third place will get 20. But it's just something that I want to try to do to give back. And such. And yeah, that pretty much wraps it up. We're working on new music, Project Oblivion, and then for that celebration we're gonna have a song for it as well. I hope everybody's having a wonderful day. So thank you for tuning into the Hideout. Thanks.